From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. What typically is an exciting time for college hopefuls has come with a big snag in financial aid. The rollout of the new FAFSA, or Free Application for Federal Student Aid, has created a lot of stress for many families. The rollout was meant to upgrade and streamline the process, but delays and glitches have prevented the Department of Education from processing a lot of applications on time. And all of this is really coming to a head. With college acceptance deadlines right around the corner, the window between knowing what students can afford to pay and selecting a school is shrinking. To make matters worse, some students can't even get their FAFSA applications in due to updated requirements for undocumented family members. Problems that have bubbled up to the very top. Politico this morning reported that the Government Accountability Office has opened investigations into the Biden administration's handling of the FAFSA rollout. John Waldrop is an analyst with the California Student Aid Commission, and he returns with an update on FAFSA, as well as what help is available for students and families. Welcome back. Good afternoon.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
Well, John, let's just start off with how the California Student Aid Commission works with the Department of Education.
Well, our goal is to help students across the state of California. And obviously, we have a partnership with everyone, and we're reliant on the federal government to make the changes, make the updates that need to happen in order for our students here in the state to apply. And unfortunately, it has been as you said, it's been a rocky rollout to the FAFSA.
You joined us not too long ago about these problems with FAFSA. You know, weeks later, you're talking to us now. It seems like there are more issues and glitches. How is this going for you and the students and families that you're working to help?
I mean, honestly, it's frustrating. We're doing a lot of things. We're reaching out. We're working with our partners across the state. We're holding cash for college events. We're having online help, and students can call the Student Aid Commission. We're working with CalSOAP. We're working with outreach centers at the universities, including Sac State, which has a great outreach center. And we're trying just to provide momentum for students to come in to these Cash for College events and try to help them. The problem is, you know, we can only do what we can do. And if there's still these remaining glitches in the application, it's frustrating for students and families to try to get through that process. And a lot of them, unfortunately, while some of them are certainly able to get through, and for some it's certainly working, there are others that they're just in a holding pattern until other things get resolved.
What are you learning about the major issues that applicants are facing? Because this was supposed to be a new and updated and streamlined rollout of FAFSA.
It was. Unfortunately, that wasn't really the case. And so, you know, the challenge started with one. It was a very late release. Typically, FAFSA opens up on the beginning of October. This year, it wasn't until the end of December. Had that been the only sort of challenge, I think we would have been okay. But it rolled out, and we immediately started to see that there were some challenges using the application, and that not everyone, and in fact, quite a few people were unsuccessful in trying to get through the application process. And there's glitches. You can go onto the Federal Student Aid website, and it will show you the things that have been reported as problems. Some of those have been resolved. Sometimes there's a workaround, but there's a laundry list of things that are still not working.
When it comes to California students that are filing for FAFSA, for student aid, do you have an idea, a ballpark of how many students are being affected by this?
I don't know. I don't have a number, frankly. That's, nationwide, typically nationwide, we get about 17 million FAFSA filers approximately. And I think right now we're at less than 4 million. And I would say it's likely that those numbers reflect kind of what's happening here in California as well, although I don't have exact numbers to give to you.
Yeah, well 4 million out of, what was normally 17 million, that's a quarter of what was expected nationwide.
Yeah, the math isn't great. And so we're feeling the same pain here in California.
And from what I understand, college deadlines, to accept a college of your choice, they're coming up pretty quickly in May. So how are you advising students and families who are caught in this limbo right now?
Well, the UCs and the CSUs did extend out their deadline a little bit in order to help families. we're going to see if that's enough. But you're right. And this is what is making it stressful for families as they try to navigate this process. And if they get stuck, they get stuck. And unfortunately, the answer from FSA has been, you know, call, which is kind of a non-starter because, you know, we have people who are waiting 3 and 4 and 5 hours and not getting through. Sometimes they get through, but the issue still isn't resolved. Sometimes they get through and they get the help that they need, but that's a fairly small percentage. So I don't want to, like, you know, the sky is falling. It's not quite falling yet, but what we're doing is we're telling students, get as far as you can get, work with the colleges you're interested in attending, contact us and, you know, and get signed up for our emails so we can give you updates, stay connected to our social media. And that's really all we can do at this point.
Mm. Yeah, one of the more pressing recent problems that arose that became public is that when it comes to students who are U.S. citizens and they're filing for FAFSA, but their parents are not citizens, they're undocumented, there have been some challenges with them being able to complete the application. Can you kind of unpack that for us and what's going on?
Yeah, so it's really, this has really been impactful for mixed status families. So like you said, a student who's eligible to fill out the FAFSA, eligible to receive federal aid if they meet the criteria, and they can't do it because their mother or father does not have a social. And FAFSA has not fixed that problem. And so those students are really impacted because it's been a known issue for, you know, over a month, and there's no solution in sight. So these are the families that we're telling, you know, we tell the student, get as far as you can. We encourage the parent to email FAFSA so they get a case number, and then at least they have kind of a timestamp and a case number that they've tried to reach out for help. If they need to email supporting documentation, they can do that. But we just haven't seen a lot of movement with that, and that's really troubling, especially in California, where we have more mixed status families than any other states.
I can only imagine, you know, just in terms of the staffing that you normally have at the California Student Aid Commission. I mean, how has it been like over these past, you know, 4+ weeks, you know, trying to help people, guide them through a pretty arduous process that seems still uncertain in terms of if it's going to be resolved?
Well, it has been a little bit of a scramble, and we are very conscious of what families are going through, and it's been all hands on deck to work with these families and to help these families and to connect students with people who can help them. And like I said, I've been going out and doing a lot of Cash for College events locally here in Sacramento. And families, you know, they want to feel like there's someone there who's doing what they can to help them. And that's what we're trying to do. And so we really would encourage any family who hasn't done so, try to attend a Cash for College event. They're free. They're typically at a high school or at a college. Reach out to the college that they're thinking about going to and say, hey, I'm having problems with an application. Do you have any support?
Have you or your colleagues experienced anything like this before?
Not like this, no. I mean, the FAFSA, you know, you have to remember that the FAFSA is a 40-year-old online program with millions of lines of code written in COBOL, which is the language that's older than I am, I think, or about as old. And it's been glitchy, and it's, I think maybe the issue was it was a little bit of a rush job at the end. I know the federal government is heavily invested in trying to resolve this. They have heard from the people and the colleges and the students and the families and from places like us. So I know they're doing what they can to try to fix this. But we've never really had this issue. We also had the California Dream Act for undocumented students, which rolled out at the same time, and fortunately, that's working perfectly. So for undocumented students who are filling out the California Dream Act, we want to encourage them to, you know, go ahead and do that. The FAFSA and the Dream Act are two separate applications, and they can move forward with that right away.
Great. We did get some questions from listeners who are going through it with their children. One of them was that, you know, they've been filling out FAFSA with their children since 2017, and they're used to filling it out in tandem, like the parent fills it out and then the student fills it out. That second part didn't happen, and they were curious if a parent now, because it's supposed to be more streamlined, can they be the only one to submit information to FAFSA?
Well, it's a little bit different. So FAFSA has sort of changed. So it's not parents anymore, it's contributors. And, you know, I joke with my kids, I say, hey, you're the world's greatest contributor. I say, hey, thanks, waiting for that mug. But they, the challenge that we've seen is when parents try to, they do their section and they sign, it is one of the known problems, and it blocks the application process from going through. So we recommend students start their portion, right? And then they name their contributor. They name the parent or parents who are going to add their information. If the family is, you know, it's married parents and they file jointly, they only really have to list one parent. Or if the parents are divorced or separated, they only have to list one parent. With a few exceptions, but generally speaking, that's the rule. And parents have jumped in and they've tried to do their part, and then they've signed the application, and then the student goes in, they go, we can't move forward in this. And it's a known glitch.
Yeah, so that appears to what happened to this listener. So if that happened and they filled it out, it says it's complete, it's obviously not complete, what do you do in that situation?
Again, I would email, I would get a case number. FAFSA has said that sometime in mid-March, which I'm taking to mean literally March 15th, that they're going to open the application back up to make corrections. And that's also when they're supposed to start dispersing information to the colleges. We're going to wait and see if that's the case, but we're hopeful. But right now, again, those families are just kind of in a wait-and-see mode. They can continue to try to call. There's also a chat feature. Emailing is fairly straightforward and easy, and I think they just keep trying.
In the interim, you know, since this is uncertain, and you mentioned that there are different types of financial aid that is available, you don't want to leave money on the table. So what should families and students be looking for in terms of financial aid? What other, like, state grants and other types of assistance is available right now?
Well, generally speaking, FAFSA is one-stop shopping for most financial aid. That information reaches the college. The college puts together a financial aid package saying, okay, you're going to get Pell and Cal Grant and institutional aid and maybe work study and maybe this and maybe that. The DREAM Act application is the same thing. They fill it out and they're able to get as much aid as they can get. So that's a little bit of a challenge. There are other places you can start looking for outside aid, which I think is a good thing. So a website like fastweb.com, there's a number of them out there. Don't pay for anything. It has to be free. But there's a number of them out there that have merit scholarships and information on merit scholarships. You can contact the Student Aid Commission. We can give people that information. I think it's really important also that the students and the families communicate with the college that they intend to go to, or maybe the college they're already going to. But for new students, you know, reach out to that financial aid office and say, this is what's going on with me. And there may be some things that they can do, but the colleges certainly understand that students are a little bit up against it right now.
Finally, with all the experience that you have, and I know that this is a new situation that you and your colleagues are attending to, what kind of impact do you think this could have on enrollment in the fall?
We're going to wait and see. I believe it could be impactful, you know, but we think it's important that, you know, families continue to try. We're going to offer support so they can do that. We're going to get them out to these events that we're hosting. And we want students to, you know, stay in that lane where they're planning on going to college. And they're, you know, that's the game plan. Everyone is in the same boat right now. So families shouldn't feel like, you know, we're in big trouble here. Everybody's kind of in big trouble here. And colleges are aware of that. So I think we're going to see some things happen. I don't know what exactly, but everyone realizes that the dates are kind of up against us a little bit. And we're just going to continue to offer support and tell students, you know, plan on going to college. Let's see if things get resolved. We still have time. California has a priority deadline of April 2nd. So, you know, you certainly still have time to apply. If you're going to a community college, that actually becomes September 2nd. And there's no real deadline on the Pell Grant per se. You can apply for the Pell anytime. It's just that you have to start matching the dates so that you're able to apply to the college and get the aid.
John, thanks again for walking us through all the challenges. I know it's a busy one for you.
It's busy. Thanks for having me.
John Waldrop is an analyst with the California Student Aid Commission, walking us through the latest FAFSA challenges. Up next, midwives in California are facing big barriers in caring for low-income pregnancies that qualify for Medi-Cal insurance. We're going to learn about how this is challenging access to pregnancy and postpartum care. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.